Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie, directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Mother, you know and I know that having fun is good for us. But how about the times when you'd like to get out for a little relaxation and when you suggest it to your husband, he says,
"Oh, honey, I just don't feel up to it. I wouldn't enjoy myself. I got a headache and I kind of ache all over."
Well, now look. You just fix friend husband a glass of sparkling, speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. He'll soon be ready to enjoy some fun. You see, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid, a relief-giving liquid your system can use easily and naturally. So try Alka-Seltzer whenever you or anyone in your family has a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness. Once you try it, you'll agree.
There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Buy it by the glass at the soda fountain or by the package at the drug counter. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
You remember what, Molly? The beer what committee?
No, the cheer-up committee, McGee, for my women's club.
Oh, that.
Yes, we call on members who are sick and, you know, try to cheer them up.
Oh, sure. We got a committee like that at the Elks. In fact, I was on it for a while. It's a million laughs.
Laughs?
Yeah, we got a very cute gimmick at the Elks. One of the guys is a bricklayer, and he donated a hod of bricks, and us guys painted them all with gilt paint, you see.
No, not yet, I don't.
Well, whenever a member is sick, the committee calls on him, hands him a card that says, "You have just been elected the greatest," and they hand him a gold brick. Murders him.
Yeah, I can imagine. Must be very funny with a high fever.
I'll never forget the time Kramer from the drugstore was so sick with the mumps, and Mort Toops, Herb Travis, and Corny Tuckerman went to see him.
Was he glad to see them?
Kramer told those guys he was so touched by them coming all the way over to his house just to wake him up and hand him that gold brick that he wanted to give each member of the committee something personal for themselves.
Oh? What did he give them?
The mumps. Mort Toops looked like a chipmunk with a golf ball in each cheek for 2 weeks. Boy, was he sore.
Well, our committee is a little more subtle than your little playboy group. When we visit a sick member, we just visit. You know, cheer them up, see if there's anything we can do to help them.
Oh?
Which brings me to the reason why I'm standing here with my hat and coat on and a hopeful expression on my face.
Yeah, I was going to ask you why you got your hat and coat on and a hopeful expression on your face. You going out someplace?
Mrs. Spradley and I were supposed to call on a new member who's sick. And Mrs. Spradley was going to pick me up in her car, but she can't make it, so I'll have to go by myself. Will you drive me?
Oh, sure, I guess so. I got nothing special to do till tonight.
Well, good.
I and Doc Gamble and some guys are going to bowl tonight, but I got all day free. Oh, where's the lady live?
Over on the west side of town. I've got the address written down here. I don't know the woman, but she's a new member, and we want her to know the club is interested in her.
Well, that's a very worthy work, my dear, and I'm happy to offer you my able assistance.
Thank you.
Anytime my little wife wants to give her time up to help somebody cheer up, I'll get up, dress up, and start the car up and be right with you. Pronto. You go right in and visit the lady, Molly. I'll wait here in the car.
Okay. I won't be long. I'll just see how she feels, see if there's anything I can do for her, and visit a few minutes.
Take your time, I'll be here.
Okay. Now, let me check my card. Mrs. J.H. Brown, married, no children, joined the club 6 weeks ago. You know, this is kind of a nice thing to do, call on people. Let them know the other club members are interested in how they feel.
Come in.
Hello, Mrs. Brown.
Who is it? I don't want to buy anything. I'm not well today.
My name is Mrs. McGee, and I'm on the visiting committee from the Women's Club. Just wanted to drop in and see how you are, Mrs. Brown.
Oh, well, come right on in the bedroom here. Nice of you to call. Nobody ever comes to see me when I'm sick, and I'm sick a lot.
Well, now, the woman's club is all...
Sit down. The room's kind of a mess, but I just don't feel like doing anything today. I don't know what it is. I just get these spells, and I don't seem to have the strength to get out of bed. Clear out that chair over there and dump those movie magazines on the floor there.
That's all right. I'll just stand. I thought I'd drop in and
see...
Oh,
it's so nice of you to call. Like I say, my in-laws never come near me when I'm sick, and I'm sick a lot. Wasn't for my movie magazines, I don't know what I'd do.
Well, now, our committee wants you to know that your club is interested.
Oh, darn, this box of candy is empty. Would you hand me another box of candy off the dresser there? Box of chocolates?
Yes, sure, of course. You want the light or the dark box?
Well, I think the dark this time. Jim, that's my husband. Jim says I eat too much candy, but he has no idea what I go through when I'm sick like this. No strength, you know. Just have to stay in bed.
Yes. Well, I don't want to make you weak talking here too long, Mrs. Brown. I just dropped in to see how you're feeling and whether there's anything I could do for you. So I'll be...
Oh, I think it's wonderful of you to ask. I really do, because I was lying here wondering who was going to fix my lunch for me. And here you are.
Lunch?
It's so nice of you girls at the Women's Club to think of me lying here sick like this. And you'll find chicken soup in the cupboard, Mrs. McGee, and some ham and potato salad in the refrigerator. Make the tea weak, please.
Yeah, the tea weak. Ham and potato salad.
So nice of you to do this. I haven't had the strength to wash any dishes for the last few days, but you'll find soap powder under the sink, and anything you can't find, just call me.
Oh, what a sick call this turned out to be.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, I know you want to give your children every possible advantage. I've never met a good mother who didn't. And you probably know that your children must have enough vitamins to help maintain normal growth and development, to keep alert and energetic as they should be. Now, your meals, no matter how well planned, may not always contain enough vitamins. That's why so many mothers buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets to fortify their meals. You see, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They're easy to swallow and they leave no aftertaste. And you can buy this protection for less than 3 cents a tablet. So, protect your family from vitamin shortage. Fortify your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Here's the last two plates, McGee. Careful with them.
Boy, I should have stayed in the car. I waited an hour before I rang that bell, but I should have waited four.
I was about to go out and get you anyhow. I needed help. There were 3 days' dishes in that sink.
Oh, Mrs. McGee, would you like to bring me a glass of water? That ham made me terribly thirsty.
Yes, Mrs. Brown, right away.
I don't know what I'd have done if you hadn't dropped in to see me today. When I have these bells like this, I just haven't the strength to do anything.
Let me take that water into her. I'll stumble and dump it all over her bed.
You'll do nothing of the kind. I'll take the water in.
Mrs. McGee, oh, there you are.
Yes, here's your water, Mrs. Brown.
Oh, thank you. You're so nice to do all these lovely things for me when I'm sick. When I have these spells, I just give up. There simply is no use in me trying to get out of bed at all. Rest is the only thing. Stay in bed and rest till... Oh, good gracious.
What is it? Something wrong?
My laundry. The laundryman is due in half an hour, and I haven't sorted the laundry. Oh, Jim hasn't any clean shirts, and we need bed linens. The laundry simply has to go out. What am I going to do? Would you? You're so kind. I'm so happy to belong to the Woman's Club with such grand women as you, Mrs. McGee. The laundry's in the hamper down the hall there. I send everything out. Just sort the towels for rough dry, and everything else goes finished.
I guess I can try.
Well, Jim's dirty shirts are either in the closet or else hanging on chairs in the guest room, and that there may be a few dish towels in the basement. I don't know how I'd have gotten along without you today, Mrs. McGee.
I could have gotten along without you just fine. This thing is getting downright silly, but I can't just walk out on the woman, and I don't know what to do.
Huh? You talking to me?
Yeah. Come on, you can help me sort the laundry.
What?
Doggone it, Molly. I think this whole dad-ratted thing is just ridiculous.
Well, I'll admit I didn't expect to have...
You're wearing yourself out waiting on that woman. Where do you want me to put the broom?
By the sink there. I'm pretty fed up with this thing myself.
Oh, Mrs. McGee. I dropped all my movie magazines on the floor. Would you like to come pick them up for me?
Would I like to? I'd like to. Just a minute, Mrs. Brown. I'll be there in a minute. Oh, is she getting spoiled?
Why don't you tell her to go fly a Jeep? Come on, let's go home. Any husband that lets a wife get away with imposing on other...
I'm going to write a letter to the Gazette, Mrs. McGee. I really am, and tell them what a wonderful organization the Women's Club is.
Well, here we go again. You relax. I'll go in there.
Sending you over to spend the day when I'm sick like this and too weak to move. I just don't know what I'll do when you leave, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, you'll get along.
My poor husband. He'll have to cook his own dinner, I guess, and mine too, because goodness knows, I haven't the strength to get out of this bed and start cooking.
Well, I'm sure your husband will get along fine, Mrs. Brown. My own husband is starving, so I'll have to take him home soon and...
Hey, Molly, guess who just came in?
Mr. Brown, I hope.
Old Shug Brown. Old Shug. I never knew your name was Jim, Shug.
Sure. Hi, Pat. How you feel?
Oh, I feel terrible, Jim. Mrs. McGee has been just wonderful to me. Oh, do you know my husband, Mrs. McGee?
No. How do you do, Mr. Brown?
Mighty nice of you.
Look, I got a great idea. Shug was going to call me, Molly, to tell me he couldn't bowl with I and Doc and Herb tonight on account of his wife being sick, but long as you're here with her, Shug and I can bowl together after all.
How's that?
Oh, no. I wouldn't want to impose on you, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, cut it out, Shug. No imposition at all, is it, Molly?
Frankly...
I happen to have the kind of a wife that she loves to do things for people. Nothing's too much trouble for my wife, Shug.
Well, I...
Hey, I tell you what. We'll leave right now. We'll meet Doc Gamble at Walt's Small Shop and eat dinner with Doc before we bowl. Molly won't have so many to cook for that way. Just her and your wife.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, it'll work out better all around that way.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Is it this way with you? Some days seem to go along something like this. You're happy, you're feeling swell, and everything is going okay. But there are days when you feel about like this. Nothing seems to go right, and you feel pretty awful. Well, quite often, the root of the whole problem is something as simple as a headache or some other kind of common ache or pain. And that's the time when you'll be glad to have Alka-Seltzer handy. Wherever you do your work, whether it's around the house or at the office or factory, keep Alka-Seltzer handy and use it when you need prompt, really effective relief. Relief for a headache, say, or an upset stomach, or just a general achy feeling. Your nearest drugstore sells it. Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Willikers, I don't see what's wrong with that, Molly. Seems like a swell idea to me. Works one way, it ought to work the other. I'll just call the Women's Club tomorrow morning, tell them you're sick, and would they please send over the cheer-up committee to do your housework and cook the meals?
Go to bed!
Okay. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson played Shug Brown, and Natalie Masters was Mrs. Brown. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow with more of the same. Join us, won't you? This is John Wald bidding you goodbye.
Today, listen to Woman in My House on most NBC radio stations.